Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. So many times we hear of the stories of an investor converting a 4-unit into a 5-unit. Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm going to do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today is Friday. I hope you've had a wonderful week. I hope if you're in real estate right now doing deals that you've had a profitable week, or you're putting together the steps and implementing the process to make it profitable. And if it hasn't been profitable, then hey, you're in the game, my friend, and you're taking a step by listening to this show where I interview successful real estate entrepreneurs, and you'll get that insight that you need as long as you take action and have guidance along the way from people who've been there and done that before. Today is Friday, so because it's Friday, you know the drill. We're doing Follow Along Friday. With Follow Along Friday, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I got going on as well as some things I've learned. This week, I had my monthly mastermind meetup in Cincinnati. I created a mastermind group the month that I came here and moved to Cincinnati, that was in June of last year, 2015. Boy, it's gonna be 1 year before we know it that I've been in Cincinnati. And the mastermind group's purpose for me was just to make friends, because I moved from New York City, been living there for 10 years, moved to Cincinnati, and I wanted to meet people who are also real estate investors, because there's a common interest right there, as well as, you know, help from a marketing standpoint, deliver, you know, information that I am working on. And also, I love hearing other investor stories, not only through the podcast, but also through the one-on-one conversations that I have with people. And so I thought this was a good way to do that. And the things that I learned yesterday, or actually it was on Tuesday of this week, are very valuable, and I want to share them with you, because I suspect that one of these tips, there's four of them, one of them will absolutely help you make money or help you save money, because it's going to lower some sort of cost that you got going on. And here are the four things that I learned at the mastermind group that I put together. And by the way, if you're in Cincinnati or in Dayton, we had some people come down from Dayton, then email me info@JoeFairless, or you can search on Facebook Cincinnati's Best Ever REI Mastermind and see what it's all about. It's free to attend, and we just have a really, really good time learning from each other. Here are the four things I learned. One, this is gonna blow your mind. You ready for this? Number one, you can get private money by joining a dating website. Yes, you heard me correctly. I'll say it again, but you heard me correctly the first time. You can get private money lenders by joining a dating website. I didn't see this coming. Yes, you know, I keep saying yesterday, Tuesday in our mastermind, this woman said that she funds her deals through private money lenders, and yeah, I naturally ask, where do you find your private money lenders? She said, "Oh, well, yeah, dating websites." What dating websites? And she says, "Yeah, sure, dating websites. You know, like OkCupid. I've met a private lender on OkCupid, and they've funded my deals." I'm like, "How much have they funded?" And she's over $100,000. Wow. And we got to talking, and she told us the terms, which is 12 to 16% interest rate. No points. And I was just like, wow, you can find private lenders anywhere. If you can find them on dating websites, and by the way, I think I might interview her, so you'll probably hear her tell a story in person or over the podcast. But I was very surprised. And it's, you know, after interviewing 500 plus people on the podcast, I feel like I have heard everything, but then one of those stories comes in, and you just don't know what you don't know, I guess. So there you go, best ever listeners. Join dating websites if you're single, only if you're single. Join dating websites, and then you might find private lenders as a result of it. And getting into the details of it, she mentioned that she would just have conversations, and then if it wasn't going, you know, according to, you know, kind of her love interest level, then they start talking about business. And lo and behold, you know, she's got a lender, I think, or two from this. So that's number one. You can get money by joining private money by joining a dating website. Number two, sometimes it makes sense to convert a 5-unit to a 2-unit. So many times we hear of the stories of an investor converting a 4-unit into a 5-unit. And the benefits are that with a 5-unit, you have an extra income source, as well as you get into different type of financing. And when you have a four unit, you can get the residential, you know, owner occupant financing if you're living in it. And then you, if you're living there and then increase it to a five unit, then you're getting the nice plush financing while generating one more revenue source through that extra income with the extra unit. However, in the case of this meeting, we have a mastermind participant here in Cincinnati who ended up having his family had a five unit and it was in a very nice area. They then made it into a two unit and it appraised for $900,000. And in Cincinnati and in most places, you're not going to cash flow for that. If it's that amount of money, if it's worth $900,000, you got a mortgage on it, you're not going to cash flow at that point. But if you're able to convert it to something that's much more desirable for families, from a selling standpoint, then you're in a good position. It's something to do. So sometimes it does make sense to consolidate the units instead of adding in additional units. So when you're looking at opportunities, look at it from both angles, not just from adding units and adding income, but rather what are the options for opportunities for if I decrease the amount of units. Number three, empowerment zones in cities offer tax incentives. And you might be like, of course they do. Well, for some reason, I hadn't come across this, or perhaps I haven't come across the term empowerment zones. I did a little bit more research on it. They're also called renewal communities or enterprise communities, and you'll see the abbreviations renewal communities, RC, empowerment zones, EZ, and enterprise communities, ECs. They are, according to Wikipedia, which of course is always correct, they are highly distressed urban and rural communities that may be eligible for a combination of grants, tax credits for business, bonding authority, and other benefits. We've got some of our mastermind attendees and participants in the investing in the empowerment zones, and they're getting tax incentives on the improvement dollars that they're spending for their properties. So take a look at empowerment zones if that's your if that aligns with your investment strategy. And number four, for my multifamily friends, you're gonna like this. Here are ways to find multifamily deals that people are doing right now, and it's working for them. One, calling brokers, duh, you know that already, but I'm just going to mention anyway. So building relationships with the brokers. Two, working with vendors. That might be a surprise to you, maybe not, but if it isn't, then how many vendors are you working with as your referral network? Are you working with electricians? There was a story Tuesday during the during our group meeting, and the guy said that he's working with one of his electricians. He told him the electrician about what he was trying to buy, and that electrician is always going into different buildings and updating codes or looking at the wiring, etc. And that electrician will now be a referral source for him and the leads that he is finding for multifamily deals. Eviction court. Eviction court's a good one because if the landlord is in eviction court, that's probably a place they don't want to be. Therefore, they have some pain that's associated to the experience that they're currently having. And you can take note of the people who are in the eviction court and reach out to them and see if they're interested in selling. Property management companies, calling them up, building relationships with them. And then lastly, Craigslist. Reaching out to Craigslist posters, people who are posting their for rent apartments, and calling them up and seeing if they're interested in buying or in selling. Because if they've got a place to fill, then perhaps they don't want to deal with it anymore. They don't want to do the Craigslist postings anymore. They just want to sell that darn thing. So that's another way to find multifamily deals. So again, calling brokers, working with vendors from electricians to plumbers to any other type of vendor, eviction court, property management companies, and Craigslist. Those are five solid ways of finding multifamily deals. Now, those are the four things I learned at the Mastermind group here in Cincinnati. Again, if you're in the Cincy area, then you can email me info@joefairless, or you can shoot me in, well, that's an email. Email's the best. Let's just go with that, because I actually don't let anyone in the Facebook group unless you've attended an event. So you might as well just email me, and I'll let you know when the next event is. And as far as the things I got going on in my business, the 155 units is pretty much wrapped up from a fundraising standpoint. I think I've got the enough people for the remaining amount saying, yes, I'm very interested. Give me a couple more days. So I anticipate that being completely supplied with paperwork in very, very soon. And we'll be closing on that in February. On top of that, we've got the 250 units. We sent out the investor quarterly payouts this week, and all's well when investor payouts go out as anticipated and projected. So doing well there, and I'm working on the with the seller. Well, let me start over. I'm working with the buyer on the contract for the 168 units in Cincinnati, and when I have something of substance to report there, I shall report it to you. Lastly, thank you so much for sending the iTunes reviews and the 5-star reviews my way, and on the show notes page. That means a whole lot. We got to 202 as of today, and if we can get to 210 by this time next week, so just, you know, 8 best ever listeners, boy, I would really appreciate that. And I love reading these darn things. Let's see. Let's read this short and simple review. It was on January 25th by John. He says, "It's a great short daily real estate podcast that is easy to listen to. Joe asks great questions and has great guests every day. Investors who are working their investment business. A bonus in the fact is the fact that there is a new episode every day." Yes, there is. There is definitely a new episode every day, and I'm really glad that is noticed, because it's a whole lot of work over here, but boy, is it worth it, because I as much value as I'm sending out there, I'm getting tenfold in return through the friendships I'm making and the knowledge I'm acquiring. So thanks you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful best ever weekend, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to coachwithtrevor.com, and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016.